And we're back. Got one for you now from Josh Ritter from the CD, The Beast in Its Tracks. Here's A Certain Light on Out of the Woods.
My new lover, sweet and kind, the kind of love that one rarely finds. And I'm happy for the first time in a long time. Came along and opened up a door. And though I know I've been in love before, though I feel it so much more than the last time. And she only looks like you in a certain kind of light. When she holds her head just right, it's been winter for a while. North winds wail cut like a baby child's. It was hard to think her smile could bring springtime, but it did. Now it is. The green, green grass has come up green. It's feeling just the way it did the very first time. And she only looks like you in a certain kind of light. When she holds her head just right, stretch the rhyme. So let me leave this where I started. I'm just happy for the first time in a long time. In a long time.
Such a long road still to travel, crossing state lines, pressing gravel, neath the tires, between the lines, spinning wild, humming loud. The ones you loved, where are they? So many people I once knew, now just pictures faded through, stuck to pages rarely turned, their dusty smiles lost somehow. The ones you love, where are they now? The ones you love, where are they now? And I'm hoping that I'll still hear them loud. Thank you. still know them, they know me too. Can't hear my tires humming tune. Far from home, I hope they're proud. The ones you love, where are they now? The ones you love, where are they now? And I'm hoping that I'll still hear them loud. Across the old mill moor, dead fool song was singing by the darkness of that now new moon. To her lover's guise was tightly clinging. Oh, go run, go run your troubles down. Go run down to the water, the city fair and the ocean fears. The lady does not often falter. Sconset rose. There runs she now of bleeding, and the trail is kept by the way she moves. To her lover's touch is dire needing. Although starched, your apron may now be. It'll lose its shape in the water, but go swimmeth thee to the anchor most near. Lady does not often falter. Brings life into the beaches. Oh, that scene between the earth and the tide. Oh, from land that sea's not quite as wide. Oh, the winds they blow and the tide she swells. Breathes life into the tall pines. Without a breath lies the world so still. Oh, but with that constant shoreline. Oh, a lady runs across the old mill. Heaven's bells were tolling by the sadness of that silent tune, and the sea just kept on gently rolling. Thank you.
get ready.
Well, hello there. It's time for another educational moment here on Chip Colcord's Out of the Woods.
Out of the Woods.
And we're going to learn a little thing about words on Trail Mix tonight, folks. Let's get down to Earth. Let's learn about the word Earth. The planet Earth, which is the Old English Eord, is the one in which we live. According to Greek mythology, the universe, as we now think of it, was all mixed up with confused matter surrounded by a whirl of vapor. Now, the Greeks called this matter chaos because it was formless and shapeless. In Greek, chaos means abyss, or literally, a cleft. Chaos, as the word is now used, is not too far different. It means a state of utter confusion and disorder. Now, out of the word chaos came two important mythological figures, the god of the sky, Ouranos, a Greek word meaning sky, and the goddess of the earth, Gaia. Gaia means earth in Greek. The name Ouranos lives on in the English language, but in its Roman spelling, Uranus. And no jokes, kids, about your butts. Scientists in the 18th century gave that name to a newly discovered planet, and later to a newly discovered metal, but with a slightly altered name, uranium. From Gaia, spelled Gaius by the Romans, pronounced Gia in English, comes the combining form geo, meaning earth, which appears in many English words, geocentric, having the Earth a center, a theory that all planets, including the Sun and the Moon, revolve around the Earth, which we know now as bogus, and geography, the Latin geographia, description of the Earth. Geology, from the modern Latin geologia, and the study of the Earth. Geometry, measurement of the Earth. When it came to earthiness, the Greeks had a word for it. But the Romans, not to be outdone, also named a goddess of the earth, the counterpart of Gaia. They called her Terra, which stands for earth in Latin. This goddess, too, made a mark in the English language, and her name appears in many English words. In fact, before I had a Terra fish in an aquarium once, there were Terra bites or something. Anyway, English. In fact, because of her, we walk on terra firma, which is firm ground, or on territory belonging to our country. And when we tire, we rest on our terrace. Now, not our terrace, our terrace. No jokes about the butts, kids. And if creatures from outer space would speak English, or they could speak English, they would call us terrestrial people bound to the earth. For those who wonder, you know, that's why we call them extraterrestrial, because they're extras. Kind of like in the film industry. For those who wonder why the word Terra appears in the name of a sea, the Mediterranean, for instance, the answer usually given us is that the Mediterranean, which is Latin for middle land, was in the middle of the land around which ancient Western civilization lived. But many word sleuths think that etymology is in deep water, and despite the literal Latin definition, they are inclined to say that the origin of the sea's name is obscure. That's a little bit of word knowledge on tonight's Trail Mix right here on Chip Colcord's Out of the Woods. And now we're going to get back to more mostly acoustic music. And we hope you didn't have a terrible time with that. Oh my goodness, was that fun? A graphic time in our wonderful language that got handed down to us through the ages from the Greeks, the Romans, the English, and now Late Night with Conan.
Thank you, Dr. Science. From Trail Mix out of Pinecone Radio. Always fun. All these new things every week he sends to us out here. Yes, indeed. I hope you learned something. I most certainly did. Not sure what a terabyte has to do with the Earth, however, though. The Earth Bites, perhaps? I don't know. But anyway, yes, Cahalen Morrison and Eli West. I can never quite get it right. Cahalen? It's one of those names. But anyway, from the CD, Our Lady of the Tall Trees, A Lady Does Not Often Falter, with Milk Carton Kids in there from their most recent one, The Ash and Clay, and Hear Them Loud. And Josh Ritter started off the set with A Certain Light from his CD, The Beast in Its Tracks. All right, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. Thank all those folks tuning in online once again out there, Boston Free Radio, The Global Voice, Bob FM, and of course, those folks listening to Pinecone Radio out there in Pine Mountain Club, California, on the airwaves out there. Yes, indeed. Thanks for tuning in. I got a new CD recently from a former guest. I think Rick Polari's been a guest. I'm losing track. It's at least six times now. But going way, way back to the early 90s, Rick's been a guest on the show. Last time along, he brought George Mann, and that was George's first time stopping in. They just put out a new CD called The Almanac Trail. It's all about the Almanac Singers, who were, of course, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Lee Hayes, and Millard Lampel. And in 1941, they did a tour of all the CIO halls, all the union halls. And right now, George and Rick are out there on the road, traveling across the country, playing concerts at all the same spots that they played in 1941, if they still exist, and whatnot. It's been interesting. They've been having a bit of a travelogue there on Facebook, if you follow along. But I wanted to thank them, because I got the CD in the mail, and I had no idea this was going to show up in here. I opened it up. There's a bunch of photographs in here, but it's a fourfold kind of package. And the second you open it up, there's a picture right there that I took when they were guests here on the show back last summer. And they had doctored it up a bit. They had to fix it up because, unfortunately, the backdrop for the photo is an old T-shirt hanging on the wall that says something like Quad Jam 96 or some awful thing like that, because the radio station is sort of decorated like a teenager's bedroom in some ways. It's pretty tidy compared to the old radio station I used to work at, but still, I'm going to have to get a backdrop for the photos. But they put this really cool sort of Photoshopped whirly thing behind them, so they look like they're playing in a hurricane, and they're singing and harmonizing, and Rick's got the banjo, and George's got the guitar, and really cool. But anyway, we're going to play a track from it right now. It leads off the disc, and they played this one. They were here live, and I think even years ago, I played this one on mandolin with Rick when he played on the show. It's one of Rick's all-time favorite ones to play. It's called I'm Going Down That Road Feeling Bad, from the Almanac Trail on Out of the Woods.
I'm going down that road feeling bad. I'm going down that road feeling bad. I'm going down that road feeling bad. Lord, Lord, and ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. Lord, Lord, and
thank you. am a rebel boy, born on the banks of the Shenandoah. In 61 I went to the war to win one for Virginia. And they called me too. I was green as clover in the morning dew. So I marched to the drum and I sang to the tune. Carry me back to Virginia. Fire in the cannon, water in the whale. Race through the valley with a rebel yell. I learned right quick how to march like hell and to fix that bayonet. Won't you carry me back? Won't you carry me back? Carry me back to Virginia. Sword in the saddle, powder in the gun. We thought for a minute our fight was done. So they lined us up with the medals on and hammered us into the quicksand. Then they burned that valley with a blaze of fire, cut through the lines like a red hot iron. So we ran full cover with the horses piled and we shivered in the cold against them. But the war raged on like flames of hail. We dug from the pockets of the ones that fell. Dressed in rags and we ate like rats. When they cut off our legs we cried, won't you carry me back? Won't you carry me back? Carry me back to Virginia. Won't you carry me back? Won't you carry me back? Back to Virginia. Dad in the swamp on the banks of the river where the whitetail jumps. Dad in the ditches, dad in the field, in the belly of the wagon for our wounds were healed. Dad in the war, starved in the camps, locked in the prisons, old mean and rags, spilled our blood in the fight to defend and the bury that's all over Dixieland. Down in Alabama, down in Carolina, way down in Georgia on the Tennessee land. We fought for the rebels to Robert E. Lee. Never wanna go home to Virginia. Never wanna go home to Virginia. Won't you carry me back? Won't you carry me back? Carry me back to Virginia. Won't you carry me back? Virginia.
my shoulders tired. I built me a boat and set the thing afloat and drift down the riverside. Through locks and the bends, the river never ends. A poor boy singing my song. The rain come in, the current's up again. I find time for rolling along. My gal Josephine, she yelled and she screamed. You could hear her holler all the way to New Orleans. Well, the fog rolls in, then I'm gone again. My shanty boat and me. She groans, she rocks and she moans. The dragonfly leading my way. The river, she speaks and sets my mind at ease. Think I'll tie up for the day. In Cincinnati town, I took a look around. Louisville was lovely, but I'm Mississippi bound. Well, the fog rolls in, then I'm gone again. My shanty boat and me. Leave the land and got on a country mile. The fine things of grand seem the measure of a man, but that just ain't my style. No, it's the river for me, it's out to the sea. Ain't no better way for a poor boy to be free. Well, the fog rolls in, then I'm gone again. My shanty boat and me.
New music from The Tillers and their new CD, Hand on the Plow. That was Shanty Boat there. Nice stuff. And also brand new, some old-timey stuff from Brian Vollmer. It's called Old Time Music Party, and we heard Birchfield's Sally Ann there for you. Old Crow Medicine Show and Carry Me Back to Virginia from their Carry Me Back CD. I guess that serves as the title track there. And we started you off, Rick Polleri and George Mann, I'm Going Down That Road Feeling Bad, from the new CD, The Almanac Trail. And as we were talking about, they're out there touring around on the same exact track as the Almanac Singers did in 1941 to all the CIO halls. And as I mentioned, Rick Polleri has been updating the tour on Facebook and just barely posted that they have hit Burbank, California. So applause sign goes up. Filmed before a live studio audience. And I'm sure their wardrobe is courtesy of Botany 500 or some such thing, right? Isn't that what happens in Burbank? All the best game shows. Anyway, yes, you tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. We have one more quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.